having a manager you like and respect can be a big plus for your productivity at work. Milwaukee baseball fans and analysts say that, for example, take a look at how the Brewers players seem to be responding to the team's new field manager this year, Pat Murphy. The Milwaukee team heads to Chicago today for their first regular season games against the Chicago Cubs, who are led by former Brewers manager Craig Counsell. Murphy won't manage Milwaukee this afternoon, though. He's serving the last of a two-game suspension related to arguments in a player's fight Tuesday that resulted in two Brewers and a Tampa Bay player also being suspended. But Murphy will be in the dugout tomorrow, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach has more on the Murphy era.
Some baseball writers predicted a down year for the Brewers this season, as not only had longtime manager Craig Counsell left, but some key pitchers have been injured or traded. Those gloomy predictions could still come true. But for now, the Brewers have a winning record and have led their division for about half the first month of the season. It helps that remaining players like William Contreras and Bryce Turang are off to a strong start. But fans, Margie and Tony Vonke, also credit the in-game strategy of new manager Pat Murphy.
I like the way he encourages more stealing, more base stealing. That's
more,
what I
more base stealing, more hitting, playing by his gut instinct is what I've read, instead of just only going by the numbers like Craig Counsell did. The more aggressive, and it's showing.
Murphy served as Counsell's top assistant for the last several years. Before that, he managed the San Diego Padres for most of one season, and the 65-year-old also managed two major college teams over about 20 years. Murphy says he's pretty satisfied with the Brewers' good start and gives his players a lot of credit.
I am happy. You know, I'm happy we're not playing as good as we can play, but I'm happy they compete every night. That's a great group to be around that wants to compete every night. Grateful and thankful and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to have a great attitude every day for me.
As Murphy watched batting practice before a recent home game, Brewers television analyst Tim Dillard, who played 4 years in Milwaukee, said he likes several things about Murphy, including an emphasis on fundamentals.
And honestly, just playing baseball the way it's supposed to be played. Getting guys over, hitting behind runners, using speed. Using your defense. Defense is going to win, so encouraging pitchers to pitch to contact, especially young players. I think he's done a great job with young players, letting them know awareness and the situation.
Dillard also says Murphy doesn't hold back communicating.
I think he's very transparent and is upfront with them, and players want that.
In contrast, Dillard says he thinks Craig Counsell did not always share information.
And there's, you know, 100 different ways to be a big league manager, right? And you can play it close to the chest, and you can, you know, put out whatever you want to put out there. And I just don't think he put a lot out there at times.
Counsell did take the Brewers to the Major League Baseball playoffs 5 out of his last 6 years as manager. And this year, his Cubs are playing well. As for Pat Murphy and the Brewers, the team seems thin on pitching. So if Murphy wants to continue to do well as Milwaukee's manager, fan Tony Vonke says it may be time to find, in baseball lingo, some additional arms.
They might get another guy or two in there yet. Oh yeah, there's room for some improvements.
As the Brewers, who scored well with the state last year on a stadium maintenance package, try to please fans and taxpayers who are footing a lot of that bill, and keep Pat Murphy a success. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.